Hello and welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. I'm Kathy Love. I started life as an OT, had an amazing, crazy private practice which I sold. And what I do now is help allied health business owners create a business that serves them, the time, the money, the joy that they absolutely deserve. And this is where my idea for the podcast started. What I want to do is to capture how hard allied health business owners in Australia work to achieve their dreams, to support their teams, to create amazing outcomes for their clients. So sit back, beverage of choice, drive safely, walk carefully, however you're listening in, and I hope you absolutely enjoy. Hello, nice to be jumping back into your ears in this episode of Private Practice Made Perfect. It's Kathy Love here. Good to have you with us. So we've got coming up a masterclass, one of our well-known and highly anticipated masterclass. And this next one is an absolute cracker and very relatable to many, many of you, I suspect, out there amongst allied health business owners. Our next masterclass is the retention convention. So you've heard me speak about this concept that retention is the new recruitment. And I guess fortunately, recruitment is easier than it was 12 months ago, but still with its challenges. But it gets us thinking, doesn't it, about what's it going to take to really keep our dream team, given how hard you've all worked to collect an awesome crew of customer service and clinical professionals in your business. So that's what the retention convention is all about. It's going to be a very pacey, practical masterclass, and it's really going to get you thinking in and outside of the box in terms of what you can be doing and leveraging pretty quickly and pretty easily with strategies that won't break the bank and won't break the calendar to give you the best possible chance of retaining your amazing team. So as always, it's always very, very cool for you to join our masterclass and come in live on the night. For those of you that have attended previously, you know what that chat box is like, and you know how I get that FOMO about missing out on parts of the chat box because I'm doing all the talking. So as always, allied health business owners are very, very fun and professionally playful and really, really generous. And that chat box just rocks and rolls all night. So please consider joining our retention convention masterclass, if not for the chat box alone. It is an absolute joy. One of the things that we do after the masterclass is we download the chat box and work all the way through it. Oh my gosh, the fun and games that go on, plus all of the DMs that I get during the session as well. I literally get heckled some evenings, which is kind of good, kind of fun, all part of it. So what's in the box of this upcoming masterclass, the retention convention? I'm going to go through, I guess, some of the headlines, if you like, to give you a bit of a taste of what you can expect when you register and come and join us live and lovely for the masterclass. So back to this kind of concept that you're all familiar with, that retention is the new recruitment, and retention is super, super important on so many levels, not only for your business, but also for the whole industry and in some corners, even for the sustainability of the whole profession as well. So here's my question to you to get you thinking. What will it mean for your business if you retain everyone you want to for the next 18 months? What will it mean for your business if you retain everyone that you want to for the next 18 months? I reckon that's game changer territory. So that will certainly be the outcome of what we'll be tackling together in this masterclass. And if you're coming up with a, oh my gosh, I want to keep, you know, 18 out of 20 or whatever your kind of number was, what are you actually doing strategically right now on a scale of 1 to 10? What are you strategically doing to retain your dream team right now? Scale of 1 to 10, 1 is you're a revolving door, 10 is that you're retaining people for 4 years plus. So where are you right now? You're kind of just sitting there with your fingers crossed that everyone likes you enough and they're happy enough to kind of stay with you. And so it gets us in strategy mode about, well, you know, what is our ideal team number in 18 months' time as well? It's often something people haven't always super thought about in that far forward, hey? But we're all coming out of COVID. We're all kind of getting back into our, you know, future-proofing and our forecasting and getting a whole lot more confident with our ability to kind of get strategic in terms of where is this machine going and how are we going to get there as well. So in the masterclass, we're going to do a little bit of a health check. We're going to check in with the key accelerators, the key director capabilities. And that's always good. We always get lots of feedback about that because we know businesses everywhere have got certain strengths. They've got certain weaknesses. They've got certain opportunities, certain threats. So we're going to do a little bit of a check-in to kind of see how you're going on the management front in terms of strategy, marketing, numbers. How are you going on the leadership front in terms of who you need to be, your people, your culture? How are you going on the more operational front in terms of how effective are your services, how systemized is your productivity, and where's your spirit for improvement as well? So many of you familiar with our beautiful, brilliant business model as well. And I mentioned before that, you know, so many of you are just doing such an incredible job. Everyone's doing their absolute best. Let's just acknowledge that first and foremost. But so many allied health business owners are just doing an absolute ripper of a job day in, day out. And we kind of know what that feels like, hey? But when I think about many of the allied health business owners that come in and have a power call with my team, a lot of them already know what they already need to do. And sometimes coming in and sort of saying it out loud and joining some of our programs will absolutely give them clarity about that, clarity and also tactics for how to actually do it. Okay. And so as you come in and join us in this masterclass, you will have some moments of, yeah, I know that's been a thing. It's been on the list. I really, really need to do it. Or you'll have some moments where, okay, so I started that piece, but I didn't get it done, okay? And there'll be other moments where, hell yeah, I hadn't thought of that. So business owners of all shapes and sizes and flavors come into our masterclasses and they're structured in a way that there is value for everybody, whether or not you're a startup, whether or not you're a sustained success with big teams and big impact and big market share. That's good. That's okay. You are all very, very welcome. So there is no kind of cutoff. It's really about attracting in people who have got that mindset of wanting to make a difference for all the right reasons. So back to this question of so many business owners that we come across are really clued and cued into what they know they already need to do, and the process of a power call and coaching totally switches on the light and gets one foot in front of the other to get all of this good work done. So we're going to be chatting about some of the operational elements that you can be tweaking and bringing into play in terms of retaining your team. We're not going to be able to talk about all of them. We're not necessarily going to get into the systemized productivity, much as I would love to. We may not get into the effective services part, but we are certainly going to be speaking about this concept of spirited improvements and the improvements that you know you need to make, the improvements that you see other businesses doing, that you want a piece of that action as well. So kind of get prepared to kind of bend your brain around, you know, the thought of what are other people doing that you're not doing yet. We're going to be sharing that up, but we're also going to be giving you some really good clues in terms of how you can bring a spirited, fresh improvement approach to your retention convention in your organization. So there's a couple of key pieces here. We're going to be talking about your employees' future together with you. We're going to be talking about how you actually need to have a career progression framework and serve it, and also some suggestions around rewards and recognition. So if we think about our future together, this is about how you're actually stepping up as the director and gathering improvements, registering them, working through improvements, bringing a cadence to the team and reporting back to the team about the improvements that you're actually planning to roll out, that you have rolled out and the impact that they made. This is all about integrity for you as the director, that you're listening and actioning and deploying some of the suggestions coming from the crew. This helps make them feel really, really valued. Career progression needs to be served. It needs to be so much more than lip service, okay? So this is where you got to understand how the award and your career progression framework fit together. We've seen so many of our clients just knock this stuff right out of the park, and their career progression frameworks are award-winning. They're absolutely, absolutely divine. So this is about, kind of the role that you and your organization will have to help your employees achieve their career goals. You may well need to offer more than one career pathway. Your career pathways need to be relevant for allied health professionals, AHAs, and your customer service team as well. And so this is about sort of getting systemized around this. Not having time to do appraisals is not going to work. Not having time to do professional development plans, that is just really, really not intolerable. And so this is about, you know, doing what you say you were going to do and delivering on that spectacular strategic work you've done around your career progression framework. Rewards and recognition is a really, really interesting one. I'm hearing so much more about this than ever before. And this is about how you consider rewarding and recognizing individuals or teams or departments, whatever's relevant for you. It may be linked to appraisals. It might be linked to other key performance indicators other than billable activity. Please always remember that billable performance is just one KPI of what should be several, if not many, for each of your beautiful employees as well. I think also there's some thought to be had with peer-to-peer acknowledgements and things like that as well. Certainly contributes very actively to culture and a sense of cohesion in the organization. So we're going to give that some extra thought as well. As always with the masterclasses, I'm going to be just sort of sprinkling around stories that I hear about and success stories, as we like to call it. I think that really helps illustrate the concepts that I want to share with you guys as well. So get your ears ready for that. There's some absolute gold coming in that section as well.
Gather around, dear listeners, for a moment of sheer audio delight. You may have heard, but we love to chat with allied health business owners. We get inspired hearing about your aspirations, the challenges you face, the roadblocks that get in your way, and business realities. So we invite you to book a free power call with a Naker Consulting business specialist, regardless of where you're at in business. Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed or overworked or overjoyed. We're here for you, and we'll meet you exactly where you are, judgment-free. It's okay to book a second or even a third call. We're always keen to hear all your news. Book a free power call with us today at naker.com.au/free-power-call. Let's get the convo ball rolling. Now it's time to get back to our regularly scheduled banter.
Running a business isn't just about setting up shop and becoming complacent. It's about showing up for ourselves and our clients with a commitment to continuous improvement. We have to be honest with ourselves about where we're at and where we're going. That means identifying strengths and weaknesses so we can improve. After all, if we're remaining stagnant, how can we scale and build the business and life of our dreams? That's where the NACAR Consulting Allied Health Biz Quiz comes in. We're not talking horoscopes and horsetopia. This questionnaire is the perfect starting point for you to begin identifying your strengths, needs, and blind spots as an allied health business owner. The process is simple. Answer the 14 questions and we'll send you a personalized report that includes actionable steps for you to start taking your business to the next level. Ready to take your business into your own hands? Take the NACAR Consulting Allied Health Biz Quiz today.
Let's swap gears to leadership. And we talk about exceptional leadership. And this exceptional leadership is about you becoming the hero to your team, and that you're not just hopeful that everyone is happy and staying, that you have a sense of hero that everyone wants to stick with you and come on the adventure longer term. There's many capabilities and accelerators. It's about who you need to be. It's about remarkable people and how you recruit and retain, which is kind of where we're speaking today. But it's also a bit about how you create and sustain an inspired culture as well, a culture that everybody understands and lives and breathes day in, day out. Where we're going to go with this next masterclass, the retention convention, is actually we're going to focus the light on you, okay? We know how hard you work. We are actually going to focus on you and who you need to be for your business to retain these spectacular humans that you've got. And it reminds me of one of my all-time favorite quotes. Thank you, Jim Rohn. Your business will only ever be as good as you are. And so your level of success will rarely exceed your level of personal development. So let's put you in the spotlight for part of this masterclass. Oh, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, even if you feel a little bit uncomfortable. You possibly already know some of the things that we're going to be talking about, and we'll bring them out into the open and we'll get you thinking about them in really practical ways in the context of retaining your team. So let's kind of talk about you. What about this idea? What do you think of this? That you potentially need to become even more of a role model for your team. If you're stress senseless, it's going to have an osmotic effect to the whole team. So we're going to have some, you know, heart-searching conversation about being the best version of you, leaning into leadership, warts and all, and being available, predictably available. So if we think about being the best version of you, I know jolly well that you have done appraisals for everyone in your organization, but you may have not done one for you, and you may not have a personal professional development plan for you. You are potentially serving everybody from your own kind of cup, but you may not be topping up your own cup with personal, professional, business management, team leadership knowledge as well. I wonder if that's the case. You'll tell me when you come into the masterclass. And so this is about you having the supports in place, the plans in place, the structures, the systems in place to be the best version of you, and sharing the right amount with your team. Do the team actually know what you do to drive and develop the business? Do they actually understand what a director diary looks like week on week on week? Maybe they do. Maybe if they knew a little bit more, they'd have a little bit more awareness around your role, and that could just position you differently in the organization. Leadership, hey? So what's it going to take for you to be the leader that your people want to stay with and learn with and adventure with? And I'm going to touch on the concept. I know many of you are familiar with it, but gosh, it's just such a powerful, deceptively simple concept about above the line leadership. And there's quite a few authors on this, but we're going to check in and kind of just see what it means from a retention point of view. And so this spins back around to you having your own leadership development plan. This spins around to you having the coaching and mentors in place for who you need to be to recruit and, in this context, retain your team as well. The reason I want to really put a bit of heat on this is that so often, we meet allied health business owners and they're in the situation that their business has outgrown them. And I'm waving my arms around. Their business has outgrown their personal capability and their personal capacity as well. And so it's just something to consider, and something that I really want to kind of get into and get some thinking going as well around this. And then I mentioned just before about your availability, and sometimes business owners feel that they've got to be available 24/7 and they've got to be there to put out all the fires and mop up all the tears and all of the rest of it. You know that scene very well, I'm sure. But when we think about it, your personal energy is your most precious resource, and then coming in second is time. Time is your second most precious resource, because you can't use your time if you don't have the personal energy with which to do so. But that's my theory stuff. And so if we think about your availability, what does your personal energy, what does your time look like? Like, How are you managing your time in a way that you have business-facing time, that you have team-facing time, that you've got great communication running vertically and horizontally through the team, that you're also serving time in your calendars with all the right forward booked commitments, whether it's a meeting, an appraisal, a project, an open office, a huddle, or whatever it is. And so if you're just being pulled in all directions by your time, wow, that's really, really hard to carve out your role and get your directoring done. But it also means that you're kind of on demand, and that I think everybody can, potentially become exhausted by that. And first and foremost, you yourself as the director. So we'll have a bit of thinking about what some structure around that could look like. And as usual, I will have stories to tell, some good examples around how other allied health business owners just like you have reined some of this in and bossed their calendar just that little bit extra so that it really works optimally for everyone. And then the last section of our masterclass, the Retention Convention Masterclass, the last section is going to be about excellent management. And this is about shifting you from fearful that people will leave towards focusing with the right amount of optimism on what it's going to take to keep them. Okay, Dee, so we're going to get into some mindset stuff, okay? And so this is where we're going to get strategic and really going to have a look at what it would mean for you to have quite a focused forward strategy on how to retain people and shift past hope and shift past fear to be really being quite focused about what's going to work and what isn't. And already you're probably thinking about things you know you should be doing. You're probably already thinking, oh, I've been meaning to do that thing. I saw that. That looked really good. Saw that somewhere in a meeting or a Facebook group or whatever it is. And so when we think about when you've got your management hat on, one of your core duties as an allied health business owner is to actually have a focused strategy. And that means having a business plan that you share to the right amount, that you have an intensive personal care plan, you have a strategic approach to personal care and wellness, and that you have a strategic and active retention plan in place. So if we take each of them, hands up, show of hands. I might even ask you in the masterclass, who actually has a business plan that is live and lived and actually shared out across the team? Man, oh man, this makes a world of difference, okay? This is about knowing where you're going and how you're going to get there, and keeping it really, really real and keeping it really functional for your beautiful team so that they have a really good practical view of it. And I think this gives them a bit of context in terms of where their role and where their valuable work sits in terms of serving and shifting the business down the road in the direction that it wants to go in as well. So keep it real, but it starts with you, the allied health business owner. So we'll give that some good thought. What are you guys doing as business owners regarding an intensive approach to wellness and personal care? I'd love to get you thinking about what you could include in position descriptions, in appraisals, in professional development plans around this, so that it's normal, so that it's business as usual, so that's part of how we do things here at our organization as well. We continue to kind of witness, sizable mental health issues, sizable fatigue, sizable all sorts of bits and pieces that, to an extent may be able to be prevented or minimized with a really good focus around personal care and wellness. So we'll get our thinking about that, and this will sharpen up your view in terms of what you need to do more of with your team. I'm sure you're already very, very active on this front, but we'll kind of up it a couple of notches. And I'll share some examples of what other businesses are doing on this front as well. And then lastly, we're kind of going to wrap with your active retention plan. So You know, we like to be practical, helpful, and friendly. It's one thing to attend a masterclass, but we are going to urge you to kind of roll this forward for the goodness of you and your business and your teams and your clients and the whole kind of industry. We've all got to pull together and work so much harder to make sure that we look after our wonderful allied health workforce and you two as business owners, so that we're all here for the right amount of time and for the right reasons. So mindset is part of this. And we really encourage all of the people that we sort of support and guide and work with that we're not in the business of good luck. We're in the business of good management and leadership and thinking. And so, you know, certainly our members have got access to the 52-week retention plan, and we've seen this rolled out time after time with great, great measurable, tangible results as well. So we'd love to kind of respectfully challenge you to kind of think about what a 52-week retention plan could look like for you. Some of you will have access to our stuff and some won't, but it's all totally, totally doable. So once again, we'll share some really, really good examples. So if I think about kind of the highlights here with our masterclass, the retention convention, we're looking at, as always, we're looking at a whole of business approach to retention. So we're looking at it through the lens of management. We're looking at it through the lens of leadership. We're looking at it through the lens of operations as well. So we haven't run this masterclass for quite some time, and it is literally back by popular request. We can't wait for you to come and join us. Somewhere near this podcast is going to be a blue link that you can click and register. And let me add that every single dollar from registrations for our masterclass goes 100% straight through to a charity that we support each month. And our team members take it in turns to select the charity, and promise you 100% goes straight through. We love that. The Naked Consulting team, together with all of you wonderful allied health business owners, can absolutely make a bigger difference than just locally, that we can all kind of bring our commitment together and really improve the lives of people less fortunate for ourselves than ourselves. So has that got you curious about what we are going to be working on together in the Retention Convention Masterclass? Hope so. Can't wait to see you. And please, when you register, do your utmost to attend live. Come to the chat box, if nothing else, and a few other gems perhaps from me. But they are such good, lively events. And when you register, you will absolutely get the recording of the masterclass. I think it's about 24 hours later. You'll also get a workbook, and we've added some extra bonus into the workbook as well. We're going to add the five languages of appreciation, some of our summary notes from that wonderful book as well. So we'll see you very soon in masterclass.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. For the show notes and other resources, our webinar replays, they're all available over on naker.com.au. And if you're loving what you're listening to, please subscribe. We don't want you to miss out on a single thing. And if you want others to get the same benefit that you've had from listening into these episodes, please share this episode and any of the others forward to any of your other allied health business colleagues. And we are totally here for you. Don't forget for a moment that you can jump on in and book that power call, and we can see how we can help you get the best of business done. Looking forward to seeing you there.